Chapter 1. The Vedic Open Architecture. This book summarizes the history of Indian social structures. It is meant as a primer for those desiring a working knowledge for themselves, as well as for contemporary debates. It is therefore a toolkit for Indian youth today that face a barrage of questions on the subject, as well as for journalists and a readership at large with an interest in understanding India and its diverse societies. The book includes a broad scan of the dynamics of Indian society across historical periods. Unfortunately, the main ideas of this complex system are more often than not taken out of context. This is a topic of considerable importance, especially since wokeism and critical race theory, CRT, have become dominant frameworks that presume ill-informed ideas on caste. And yet, we haven't discovered any comprehensive treatment that responds to these distortions. With this book, we aim to fill the gap by supplying evidence-based claims to balance the discourse on this topic. Our purpose is to invite all-round, healthy debate. The topic of caste is, in itself, multi-layered and inadequately understood, that it leaves many Hindus flummoxed, embarrassed, and unable to correctly frame the issues surrounding it. A few reasons for this confusion are: Number 1. Varna is being mistranslated as, quote, caste. Furthermore, it is separated from the larger architecture of the Indian social system, a system with the following attributes. A. An architecture to pursue life known as the fourfold goals, open parentheses, purusharthas, close parentheses. B. Ashrama, the fourfold stages in an individual's life. C. Varna, the fourfold division of communities based on occupational specialization. D. Ahimsa, or minimized harming as the prime value in all action. E. Diversity through a dynamic ecosystem with an open architecture. F. Living in the realm of causation, leading to the transcendence of causation. No discussion on Varna is complete without holistically discussing all the above as a system. Thus, it is reckless to pull, quote, Varna out of such a complex social structure for criticism. This is the problem with Western mainstream academic studies on this topic. Varna can be understood only when the entire ecosystem is considered. Number 2. Varna should not be judged by modern norms of Hindu society because most Hindus do not practice their Varna dharma. Varna is associated with performing certain processes and duties. Those following a modern and opportunistic lifestyle are disconnected from a Varna-based society. Number 3. The problem of non-translatability is serious. Varna, jati, and caste are all different, and their distinct origins, applications, and histories need to be understood. Number 4. Most Hindus today are confused about the realms of Vyavaharika and Paramarthika, open parentheses, explained in the following section, close parentheses. Rather than undertake a serious study of these, they resort to flippant statements out of expediency. A basic understanding of Vedic metaphysics is necessary to get an all-round and in-depth insight on the purpose and operation of Vedic social structure. This must be done in the backdrop of universal human goals that a Vedic society aspires. We will give a broad overview of the Indian social order that can serve as a primer to address all issues related to, quote, caste, as described in Western frameworks. Vedic metaphysics. The foundation of Vedic metaphysics is that all existence comprises two different realms, known as Paramarthika and Vyavaharika. Bullet point. The Vyavaharika realm is the mode of existence through our sensory experiences. This is the world we know through our cognitive apparatus. All space-time, matter, and causation are part of this realm. This is the empirical view of reality that science recognizes, and where language and the ordinary mind operate. Materialists and atheists believe this to be all that exists. Bullet point. However, spiritual and dharmic traditions posit that there is another realm that transcends all this. That is...